Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, another reason to be concerned about AI, could it trigger mental health conditions, specifically what's being called AI psychosis? Dr. David McLachlan is a consultant psychiatrist. Afternoon, David.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing? Really nice to chat to you.
And you too. Now, is it the case that AI could trigger psychosis or perhaps could exacerbate it if somebody has psychosis?
Oh, Sean, I'm really glad that you're asking this question, because the media is going wild for AI psychosis at the moment. It's all over the news. So one of the things I wanted to make really clear is that AI psychosis is not a new illness. So psychosis has always been around. And unfortunately, psychosis is an illness. So examples of psychosis include illnesses like schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. But it's where we develop delusional beliefs about the world around us, so believing things that aren't true, and then also hallucinations, so experiencing things which aren't really real. So at the moment, the media is going wild for this idea of AI psychosis. And psychosis has always existed. It's just that the things that we become delusional about, or the things that we hallucinate, they usually take on the form of the things in the world around us. So when the television was invented 80 years ago or so, people became delusional that the television was talking to them. Or when the fax machine was invented, people were you know, people with these types of illnesses like schizophrenia, they might develop some delusional beliefs that they're getting special signals from the Queen through the fax machine, or, you know, the Prime Minister. So what's happening now is that this is the same illness. It's got the same neurobiology, and it has very similar symptoms, and the treatment is exactly the same. So it's not that the invention of AI is all of a sudden causing a new disease, but I thought your point there about whether or not it could be exacerbating existing psychosis is really pertinent, because I do think there's some truth in that. Because I don't know if you've ever used any of these kind of AI, conversational AI platforms.
And a lot of them will just agree with you and tell you what you want to hear, no matter what you say to them.
You're absolutely right, and that's the issue. So somebody with psychosis, somebody who's got these delusional beliefs, there's a danger that the AI chatbots like ChatGPT or some of the other ones, that they reinforce these beliefs, because you hit the nail on the head there. You said that they sometimes just agree with you. And there's a reason why they do that, because the developers of these platforms, they want you to engage with their platform. They want you to keep coming back and keep using their platform. And they know that people will keep using these platforms if the platforms tell you what they think that you want to hear. So we call that sycophantic AI. It's AI that almost butters you up a bit. And it tells you what it thinks you want it to hear. And the danger is that when somebody's got delusional beliefs, it could reinforce those delusional beliefs. And in psychiatry, in my clinics, we would call this collusion. And that's when somebody accidentally or intentionally reinforces a delusional belief by confirming what you believe to be true. And actually, what I would be saying in my clinics to family members, that, you know, if you've got somebody in your family who's maybe got some paranoid delusions, you need to gently challenge them, get them to gently test reality, making sure that they've really got evidence for what they believe to be true.
Yeah, and keep them away from the computer. David, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. David McLachlan there, a consultant psychiatrist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.